Awesome. All right. It is 6:01 p.m. on Monday, April 8th. I call to order the Board of Health meeting. All members and department members are present. First item on the agenda is a betterment for 501 Washington Street.
Yeah, so 501 Washington Street's a multifamily home, 8 bedrooms. They're looking for an $85,000 loan to repair their failing septic system. So it involves multiple tanks, pump system, due to the high groundwater, but they're in good standing with their town and their bills.
Motion to approve the betterment for 501 Washington Street.
Second.
All those in favor? Zias, yes.
Mills, yes.
Meehan, yes.
Excellent. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, acceptance of minutes from March 11th, 2024.
Motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor? Zias, yes. Right.
Someone ask a question.
Count on you, Thomas.
All right, staff notes?
You have seen the most recent updates about Simpson Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they are currently no longer producing water. We have not heard anything from them as to the installation or up and running of the filtration system that they had purchased. So I think they're still just kind of probably reeling and trying to figure out what their next move is going to be. Last I spoke with them, they were bringing in bottled water from another location out in Western Mass.
For sure. Yeah. We get it at work.
Yep, to sell. One of those situations where the state gave us no advance, well, I mean, we've been talking about that they may do it, but they did all their press releases without letting us know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. That's very good, long-established family business in town.
Yep.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So we had been talking to them in the weeks leading up to it, and they said it was likely coming, but the day that it hit the press, we had no advance notice to go down and talk to them or do anything.
That's really too bad.
It really
on the state, because mm-hmm. you guys are a nice group, and you
we had gone
deliver bad news well. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
It just doesn't seem like that's uncalled for.
Yep.
At least not communicate and say, hey,
we're
doing this today if you want to go down. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to hit the news.
Did they know beforehand?
I don't think that it's similar to us. I think they, you know, there have been talks with one individual at the state that were, you know, we might have to move forward with this action. You know, we might have to. We want to make sure that the public knows not to drink this water, blah, blah, blah. But
honestly,
I don't.
I didn't think it was 6 o'clock news.
The first time that I spoke to the state on the phone, they said to me, did we catch you off guard? Are you surprised? And I said, no, the town well that is miles away as the crow flies in the same aquifer tested positive 4 years ago. This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But we'll continue to support them and offer any technical assistance that we can. They do have a filtration system that they were interested in getting online, but they, I believe, purchased it in Europe, so they were waiting on some paperwork and some support services to come through that way.
Well, is there anything else that the town or the Board of Health can do for them? I mean, as I said, that spring, that operating spring, and I don't even know the history, but from what I understand, it's certainly one of the oldest operating ones in the country, mm-hmm. certainly in New England. Mm-hmm. And they've done very well in this town, and they've served this town well. So what, if anything,
we'll just continue
can we
to
do
support
as a board
them.
Or as a town?
I mean, the water system is the water system. The supply it's coming out of is the same as the town well. There's no way that there's no magic wand to remove the PFAS. We have offered to look at the specs on the equipment that they've gotten. We'll continue to support them moving forward with anything that they need to do to get that equipment online and tested. We're checking in. We can check in with them regularly. And we're supporting their other operations, being available when they called and said, can we bring in this water? That was a phone call between him and I on a Friday afternoon. We pick up the phone. And they're continuing to operate, you know, their retail sales and their other pieces of their business.
Has there been any communication in terms of are there any grants available that we are aware of? that we could assist them with.
I'm not aware of any. We could ask Tracy Levine, our Deputy Director of Financial and Veteran Services. One of the areas that she is responsible for is looking for grants. Usually it's more so for residents, but I can task her with seeing if there's anything that she can find out. Maybe she can reach out to the water department, too, to find out if they know of any small generator grants.
Yeah, I think we need to pull out any stops, and there may not be any available, but I don't know, does that require a motion, or is that just something that we can move forward on?
No,
make
no we can just take direction.
I mean, I, for one, would love to see something. We got to do something, and like I said, the answer may be nothing,
mm-hmm.
but I hate a year from now that we find out we did nothing and there was something available. Yeah.
Absolutely. We can do that.
Thank you.
Yep. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Although if we help them get grants, would that show preferential treatment for a specific business in town?
They're the only ones in the town doing that type of business.
Okay.
And just like
when you can't
Tracy was
force
first
them to take it, you could
right.
just say this is a
yeah.
you know,
this is
like
a
better
yeah.
when,
right.
like
right.
yeah. Yeah.
when
yeah.
Tracy first came on board, you know, as we were wrapping up COVID, there were a couple of small business grants that she did identify and get through to the Economic Development Council for dissemination.
Okay.
It's just, you know, having her finger on the pulse and being able to know where to look for things.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you lead a horse to water, you know,
right.
we can give you an application,
right.
it's up to them to,
right.
to complete the whole process.
Yeah. I think anything we can do would be beneficial for the town as well.
Absolutely.
I think as soon as it warms up, it could be mosquito central here. We were just talking about that. This whole town's a swamp right now. It's going to be bad this year.
Yep.
This is going to be one of those years where things start getting shut down in August.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be on the state call. I had a conflict, so I asked, you ended up, I asked these guys to jump on the state once a month call that we have because one of the topics was the impending arbovirus season that's coming up. Back in November, Katie Brown, who actually had come to Easton when we put that regulation in place and actually spoke about Tripoli and everything else, in November was predicting that it was going to be a bad year. And that was when only, I think, two of the boxes had been checked. The third box now that's been checked is the wet spring.
Yeah, so the wet fall, mild winter.
And a wet spring.
Wet spring. Do it, Jason. All winter long.
All winter?
All winter long.
All winter, yep.
Mm-hmm.
They never went away.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yep, so we will, obviously they'll start testing as soon as they're able. We'll start getting the results. Did they give a date as to when they would start the testing rounds?
They didn't mention that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mention a testing date.
It's usually towards the end of June, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they start emptying the traps and start testing.
Huh.
Because I think the earliest.
Wait, because we still have frost at night, correct? Still, so it's.
Yeah, I think that summer.
July 11th.
It was the week after July 4th. So the earliest in recent memory that we have had a Tripoli positive was July. I would prefer not to repeat that, but I think we have to be ready for it. We, through our Bristol Norfolk Public Health Partners Shared Services Grant, one of the things that we're purchasing as a group are tick signs to be able to ask the Conservation Commission if we can post them at the trailheads, warning people to check for ticks, and because we have seen an incredible increase in the number of tick-borne illnesses that we have. And additionally, we'll get out there with probably at the children's races if it's that bad and all the other places that we've been historically and just promoting the fact to protect yourself.
Yeah. Let me ask, what specifically does the town do? Or we just leave this to county management and state management? In the old days, we used to spray.
So we do ground spraying through, we as the town are part of the Bristol
County
Mosquito Control Project. So it's a cherry sheet type of thing where we're a part of that.
Okay. But that's still through Bristol County. That's through the county where the truck, these going up and down the streets, that sort of thing, correct?
Yes, yeah. That's the truck that goes up and down the streets.
Does the town have anything in place that we specifically go out the DPW and sprays, or does any
not
sort of
spray
control?
I think they do some catch basin treatments, don't they?
Yes, they do, and I've seen it on the GPS to go around and do catch basin treatments, and then because they would label all the catch basins for West Nile.
Mm-hmm.
So they, it's like a thing you can just drop in there and it
pucks.
Like pucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's actually important though.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it gets the larvae, right? Before they have a chance to hatch,
yeah.
Right?
And then we focus our efforts on education, removing standing water on your own property, keeping
right.
your body covered, repairing rips and screens.
Are we aware of any other towns in the Commonwealth that are doing their own pest management? Like we used to.
I think we've been with the counties now.
I think we've been with the county for so long. The startup for us to be able to do it ourselves, and I'm not
well,
sure
in,
what.
In conjunction, I'm thinking the two together.
Like an MOU between a couple of towns, is that what you're saying, or a town?
Well, just the town goal. Are we aware of any other towns that have their own spray program that they're up doing things? Certainly there's enough private businesses there. I don't understand why, and there's some very benign mosquito repellents and deterrents, the oils and that sort of thing. I don't know, I just wonder, has the town explored that? When we think of our athletic fields, when we think of the concerts at night and stuff like
so
that.
So the athletic fields at the schools can't be treated?
With anything, even a benign
nothing.
Oil.
Mm-hmm. You should see what happens when they have a hornet's nest. Remember the one at the high school?
Yeah, there's a whole set of laws.
You get rid of the hornet's nest.
That deal with applying any type of pesticide on the school grounds. The one year that we had a really bad Tripoli and we went for a waiver.
A waiver, and we knew that the fields wouldn't be used for 2 weeks post spraying.
Then we did do a perimeter. We worked with Bristol.
Yeah, even the garden over there treating the weeds.
At least if you soccer, their fields are private.
So they can do something. And maybe common sense prevails there. That's where I'm, I just kind of struggle with that.
The problem is you got a lot of people in town that don't want to be sprayed.
Don't want to be sprayed, don't want the treatment, so
it's like...
Okay, no, I just, I'm just curious. I mean,
we can make people well aware that they can just go online or call Bristol County if they want to be sprayed.
Yes, the trucks are here in town multiple days,
yeah.
Every week.
But they don't get into someone's backyard. They just
no,
drive
no,
by.
They're
just doing a drive-by.
Yeah.
Right? Let's not get each other. They're doing a drive-by.
Right.
No.
And there's a lot of properties that are wet in town, and they have large backyards.
Yeah.
Certainly not the new neighborhoods, but the older ones do.
But
and
Bristol
I can't
County
imagine that
will
that's
go,
an effective treatment.
But Bristol County will go on private property if they're asked to help free up streams that are becoming wetlands, things
mm-hmm.
like that. They'll do... ditch cleaning, they'll do, in the annual town report, I want to say it's thousands of feet of ditch clearing that they do to try to keep water from flowing. It's standing water is the
right.
issue.
That's the danger.
Yeah. It's getting people to take advantage of those services. It's getting people to take responsibility to do it on their own property. I'm not aware, even when I worked in Westboro, which was eons ago, they did do their own spraying. The director of public health had a pesticide applicator's license, and he got in the truck himself and went. And they still, you stayed on the streets. They didn't go into people's yards.
I remember when they did it. They annihilated the place. They had a... You remember that as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Just used to back down my mother's dead end. And
yeah.
We'd get on our bikes and chase the truck with the fans.
You wouldn't see birds for 2 weeks.
Joe Cardoso was up there with a 3M thing, and trees were bending over with the amount of spray he was hitting with the place. But... you didn't have West Nile, you didn't have Tripoli, you didn't have anything. So, okay, well, thank you for that. But when we talk about educating people,
mm-hmm.
now that's the first I heard that if they call Bristol County, that they'll actually come onto your property and help you clear standing water.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do something along those lines mm-hmm. to educate people?
They do. Mark, I know you do it too. They go to the schools too.
Yeah.
With the kids, like with the tick cards, you still have the tick cards?
The tick cards, and that's a good reminder, I got to order another batch. Tick cards, and it's called
the
bike lab.
Thinking
right. I go to the fourth grade class, and I talk to, they pretty much break it up into four groups, into large groups in the cafeteria. I get on stage, I show them videos, explain what to do, and educate the kids so they can go home and educate the parents, and give them a tick guard that identifies a dog tick as opposed to a deer tick, and you know, and so that's one of the educational things we do. I've been doing that. Oh, let's put it this way. I was only in a large shirt then when I started doing it.
So when the state first developed this curriculum that Mark now presents at the schools, each district, each county was given one setup. We were the only ones, or the ones predominantly using it, that the state gave us our own. We have our own...
It's cool. There's a box with most species of mosquitoes in Massachusetts on pins, so kids can look at that. There's a big fold-out, tri-fold-out board that shows pictures of like the bite from a tick that gives you Lyme disease with the ring, the bullseye, different things, and then it gives you a little thumb drive that shows you videos and of like. You know, a tick actually biting into a pig's ear carcass, and it's under a microscope, so you can see how it goes like this, and then goes in, kind of like the breaststroke, and so they see that video, they see the video of, like, mosquitoes, how they go through the whole life cycle and everything, and it takes about an hour to do one session, and I do probably four or five sessions in the day, and the kids seem to like it, and usually... I only had one bad group in all the years that just would not pay attention, and the lady's like, please come back next year. I'm like, they're kids, it's okay, you know what I mean? But they enjoy it, so.
But we can add to our, because we do have, like, canned that I give to our outreach people, the community engagement piece that's over at Frothingham, that is, you know, one canned kind of infographic for each week. Dealing with, you dump the water, repair your screens, wear pest, up, up, up. We can try to incorporate something into that that is reach out to Bristol County for advice if you are concerned.
Yeah. Advice and guidance that they may actually come here and take a look and give you a better advice or guidance on what to do. Apparently, I didn't know that was available. I knew Bristol County drove up and down the streets in the middle of the night, but that was about it. So, yeah, if we could get that out to people, I think that would help, especially anticipating it's going to be a very serious mosquito year. So.
I was thinking pools, too. I think in light of economy and electricity going up, I bet you'll see, I remember last year we had a couple pools that were not opened.
Yours wasn't.
Yeah, that's because
it's a sore subject.
Yeah. But that's something to look out for, too.
Yep, so routinely, if people have concerns about their neighbors' pools not being opened, or homes that might be under foreclosure or abandoned, that have turned green, that are just looking like they're breeding grounds, they can call and complain.
Right.
We will most likely ask the complainant to actually help us show us access so that we can see what they're seeing. But under the housing code, we can write an order and have that homeowner or that foreclosure bank. I mean, it's not a quick solution, but we have been able to effectively either get the pool drained or something to mitigate the fact that it's a giant breeding ground.
Yeah, perfect. Throw a couple mosquito pucks in it until they can get it drained anyways, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I've called Bristol County Mosquito Control, and they're like, they can go on the property, we'll get it drained, but it's going to take a week to get there or something, so you have some pucks put in there. They do, I think... I don't forget the amount of gallon each little organic puck does, but pretty much creates a seal over the top so the mosquitoes can't get up through and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So they suffocate and die before they come through the water surface and molt, pretty much. I know way too much about mosquitoes.
As you should. Right. The town's relying on you.
All right. Does anyone have anything else for this evening?
Other than thank you very much for your service.
Meeting, right? This is my last meeting. Thank you all for having me for the past 6 years. I've learned
6 years of service.
6 years. I've learned a lot, and I appreciate the opportunity.
We appreciate you being there.
6 years, triple E, honoraris, septics, and one pandemic.
And one pandemic in the middle there. Yep.
A little bump.
Excellent. Well, I make a motion to adjourn the Board of Health meeting for Monday, April 8th at 6:20 p.m.
Second.
Those in favor? Sias, yes.
Mills, yes.
Me and yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you.